A proposed fish farm in federal waters off of Sarasota is facing its next regulatory hurdle. As WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will host a public hearing next Tuesday at Moat Marine Lab and Aquarium.
Last summer, the EPA issued a draft permit for a pilot aquaculture project in the Gulf of Mexico. The floating fish farm would allow Compachi Farms of Hawaii to raise 20,000 Almaco Jack in a net pen about 45 miles southwest of Sarasota. The project is relatively small in size, but opponents say it could open up the region to larger-scale fish farming. Justin Bloom, the executive director of Suncoast Waterkeeper, says Compachi is seeking approval for a waste discharge permit.
And those type of wastes are fish poop, but also byproducts from this type of facility that would include excess food that they feed the fish that might contain pollutants like antibiotics or pesticides.
All of which, he says, could find its way into waters adjacent to the fish farm. And another worry is the potential impact of captive fish escaping the facility.
You have a lot of fish that are penned together. It's much more likely that they're going to be sick and could have ailments and illness that could spread to native populations or other fish.
Meanwhile, Compachi officials say fish farming is a sustainable way to boost the nation's seafood supply. For years, Americans have increased the amount of fish they eat, the majority of which is imported from overseas waters. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF, 89.7 News.